Topping the Three Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Yeah, we got a classic R&B concert going down Friday night at the Kansas City Music Hall, and one of the special guests is going to be on that lineup is Howard Hewitt. He's on the phone with us right now, one of the greatest voices in my lifetime. Howard, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, I appreciate that. I also appreciate it being called classic R&B. It's like, you know, all that old school stuff. They don't call the Rolling Stones old school. They call, but, you know, it's classic. It's all classic music.
Timeless music, right? That's what it is when you're talking about the music that you made, Howard.
Yep, there you go.
Of course, you're also part of a historical group, Shalamar. Some people might know you from that group as well. What was it like to be part of that legendary group?
Oh, man, you know, Shalamar was like, you know, just like your foundation. I'm a foundation cat. You know, I don't believe anything can stand without a strong foundation. And and as far as my recording career, to have Shalamar as that foundation is invaluable, man. It's such an amazing part of my life.
What gave you the passion for singing? When did you first discover your love for singing music?
Oh, man, I've been singing since I was 10 years old, literally. You know, started out, of course, in the gospel field. We had a gospel group called the Hewitt Singers. I was like 10 years old, lead singer. My sisters backed me up and stuff. We had a bass player, guitar player, organ player, and a drummer. And my mom was a major gospel promoter in the Akron, Canton, Cleveland area in Ohio. And, you know, I mean, she put the group together. She would bring people in like James Cleveland, Albertina Walker, and the Caravans when Shirley Caesar was still with them. And Pilgrim Jubilees, Volunteers, Soul Sir, all those legendary Dixie Hummingbirds, legendary gospel groups. You know, we used to open up for them whenever, you know, my mom brought them into town. Wow. And that's when I started. I started 10 years old. I was 10 years old, did that from the time I was 10 till I was about 14 or so. And then around 15, I went into the R&B situation and started this group in Akron with a bunch of partners of mine from high school and stuff, and, you know, we called it Life, LYFE.
Okay.
And, you know, we did that until I left coming out here when I was 20 years old. So, you know, and the rest is history, as they say.
As they say. Howard, what would you say is your biggest achievement so far in your music career?
Dude, there's so many things, you know, through the years. We're talking about recording from the time, you know, from 1979 to now, and music being, like I said, 10 years old, so over 50 years.
Yes.
Man, there's so many accomplishments, you know, musically that I got. I mean, what I can say in my lifetime, my biggest accomplishment, biggest proudest accomplishment, have been my kids, my children, my kids and my grandkids, you know.
Just to be still relevant today, Howard, is great as well. What do you think about today's R&B music?
Well, you know, I think that there's you know, just like back in the day, there was some crap and then there was some great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, as the same situation as today. There's some crap, you know, and then there's some great stuff. I mean, I look at the stuff that Anderson .Paak and Bruno are doing. It's keeping that whole classic sound alive, you know, in the mainstream situation. You know, you have to. The thing about it is that now you don't have. Excuse me. Now you don't have record stores and all that kind of stuff, you know, to go and browse through. You have to browse through on the internet, on your, you know, on different streaming situations as far as the internet is concerned. So there's some great stuff out there, and there's some crap out there. You just have to sift through it and find those little jewels, as they say, you know, throughout a bunch of diamonds in the rough, as they say.
No Crap is going down Friday night at the Kansas City Music Hall for the classic R&B concert. Before I let you go, Howard, I got to ask you about this lineup. Mickey Howard, Alexander O'Neal, who is one of my favorites, Sherelle, Keith Washington. What a night this is going to be.
Yeah, it's a great night for me, too, because these are all great friends. We've been good friends. I've known Mickey since she was like 15 years old, you know, so I've seen her go through her career and accelerate in her career and stuff. Keith, same thing. We've known each other for years, and good brother. Alexander, of course, Alexander and I just actually did a little tour of about five or six cities, three or four cities over in South Africa, about 2 or 3 months ago. So, you know, it's good company. Like I said, good friends.
That's going to make for a great show then, with friends at a concert, not tonight, but this Friday night, the Classic R&B concert with the legendary DJ Fresh, Kansas City Music Hall. Make sure you get those tickets at Ticketmaster.com and the Music Hall box office so you can see Howard Hewitt perform live here in Kansas City. Howard, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Look forward to see you on stage Friday night.
Look forward to it, man. If you're there, be sure and holler.